Programming is supported by Topline Construction Firm, your local women-owned roofing contractor based out of Shoreview, Minnesota. Roof replacement, both retail and insurance work. More information at toplineconstructionfirm.com.
All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
Who are you? We are the knights who say... Ni!
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Time for Screen Time. Steph, we're going to talk about a new movie that I've actually seen, but could we also ask listeners to call in with the movie they're going to see over the Thanksgiving weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I'd love to hear what people are going to see.
There's tons of new releases out there. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you plan to see over the Thanksgiving weekend? You can tweet me. You can call 651-227-6000. 800-242-2828. You'll give me some ideas because we are definitely getting to the movies over the weekend. We're going to talk about Arrival.
We are.
You really love this.
I really, really
love it. You're the
reason
I went to see it.
Yeah. This is a sci-fi movie by Denis Villeneuve. He did Prisoners a couple years ago with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Okay.
He did a movie that was nominated for Best Foreign Language Film, Incendies, like 5 or 6 years ago. And I really loved that. I'm a sucker for his films. He always adds this melodramatic addition to a sci-fi.
It is a melodramatic or it isn't?
No, he adds. Okay. It is. And I mean melodrama in the best way where it really heightens the emotions and it's about human connections. And this starts off as a really great meat and potato science fiction film about aliens arriving. And what do we do? And instead of the aliens arrive and we get out the guns and we're immediately fighting them, you know, like some kind of a Hollywood shoot 'em up, we want to communicate with them. And Amy Adams plays a linguist who is like given the opportunity to try to decipher an alien language. And the setup of that first hour, wasn't it so tense and so magical?
Okay, but I'm really glad you mentioned that because I don't usually like the... you know, technological kind of driven special effects stuff. The aliens have arrived.
Yeah.
But they had me, the movie had me in the first like 6 minutes of the film because I'm learning about the background of Amy Adams's character. And it's so poignant and emotional. It's wonderful.
I would
have stayed for anything after the beginning of that.
Yeah. And it's driven by her character and her interests and her drive as a scientist.
Right.
And then you get some inklings of her personal life, and you don't know how they fit in. You think you know.
It's beautiful.
But then also, the special effects are really magical in this film, and it's not one of those movies where they have a lot of CGI,
right?
And it makes it look even less real.
Right.
It makes it look hokey, and instead they just have the right amount where they first enter the alien ship, and then you see some equipment start to float, and there's zero gravity inside the alien ship, and just those little moments of surprise
that
I just gave away, everybody. I'm sorry.
Like, I know, way to go. We never, though, miss... There really isn't a moment in the movie where I miss the human experience of this. The director never forgets that is really why we're there, to see how the humans are going to react. Let me grab some calls here.
Oh, yeah,
what
let's
people
go
are
some
saying
calls.
To Kathy in Minneapolis. Hey, Kathy, sounds like you do plan to see a movie over the weekend. What is it?
Well, I actually saw one last night. It was called Eagle Huntress.
Oh, I've heard about this.
Oh, my gosh. Talk about rad women.
Yeah.
13-year-old in the middle of Mongolia who becomes the first ever Eagle Huntress. It's amazing. The cinematography is fabulous.
Where'd you see it, by the way?
It's at the Edina.
Okay. Yeah, so it's not...
It's a documentary.
It wide on open... Oh, this is real.
This is real.
Ah.
I knew you were going to miss that, Karen.
I am missing that.
It is real, and that girl is adorable, isn't she?
Incredible.
Yeah. She is... She wants to become a, you know, like a falconer and hunt with an eagle, and these eagles are huge, and women don't hunt with the eagles, and her dad's like, no, she should be given a chance. And I haven't seen the movie. I saw some of the BBC reporting coverage of it, and I made my kids watch it a couple of years ago. I was enchanted by that. I can't wait to see it. Ewan Kerr went to see it, and he said it was fantastic.
This is like the adolescent version of H is for Hawk, kind
yes.
of.
Yeah.
Only England, not Montgomery. Okay, really not all that similar. Patrick says, hope to see Moonlight being called the best picture of the year. Have you seen that stuff?
I did see Moonlight.
And?
And it's a great film. It's a coming-of-age film set in Florida about an African-American man, a boy becoming a man.
Okay.
And dealing with being gay in his
community.
World,
okay.
In his community. And it is beautifully directed by Barry Jenkins. He's a great writer-director, and it is one of the best movies of the year. And it's going to be, you know, you'll be hearing about it during the Oscars.
I want to get a call in here from Evan in Minneapolis. Evan, what are you going to see?
I will be going to see Doctor Strange for the second time, in specifically the 3D IMAX.
Yeah.
So I saw it once. And I'm a hard sell on the whole 3D thing.
Same here.
But tell you what, with the election and everything else going on, if you want to sit back and forget about it, go see this in IMAX 3D. It was amazing. Can't wait to see it again.
I don't like – hey, thanks for the call, Evan. I have to be sold on 3D too, Steph. Do you see a lot of movies in 3D?
I try to avoid 3D unless
because
I –
Because
a lot of the times the screenings, it's not bright enough. The film – because it pulls apart the image – into both of your eyes, like that's what makes it 3D.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it darker. The light is anyway, whatever. It's darker, Carrie. I won't get into it. And sometimes it doesn't look as great. But Doctor Strange is so eye-popping, and he's got to be pulled into a multi-dimensional world that he's a guy on a quest. He wants to get back the feeling in his hands, so he becomes a surgeon again. And he goes on a quest, and he finds a woman who can help him by teaching
good.
The secrets to the universe. And it's Benedict Cumberbatch, Carrie.
Oh, I love him.
Oh, yeah,
anything.
Yeah.
Anything. I can see this.
There's so many movies where they try to, you know, like Transcendence last year with Johnny Depp, where they try to show, like, a world beyond our world and make it like make the computer world or the universe or a microcosmic world something seem really interesting. And Doctor Strange makes it seem super, super cool. That movie in 3D on IMAX, I'd be tempted by that one too.
Blow your mind.
Without a doubt.
Rich says Manchester by the Sea. Have you seen that?
I haven't.
That's with the Casey Affleck.
That's what I'm going to go see this weekend.
And Michelle Williams,
yep.
Who, basically I'll see anything that she's
yep.
in. So what are you seeing? You're seeing Manchester and what else?
I'm going to go see Allied, the Brad Pitt movie. I haven't seen that yet.
I want to see that too.
And then tonight I'm seeing a screening of 20th Century Women, and I don't know much about it, and we'll see how that is.
So is Allied from a book? I feel like I've read a book.
No, there's probably, but this is, it's a original screenplay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Steph, thanks.
You're welcome.